98% pure potato.
98%
pure potato.
Well, hello and welcome to the latest podcast from 98% Pure Potato. This is John Griffith speaking. I wanted to talk about the issue of whether it's possible to develop a culture of planning in an agency anymore, and whether anyone wants to put in the effort. This has really been provoked by preparing for the WALK webinar, which is happening next Wednesday, which is the 29th of November. And I've just been having exchanges with Tracy about, and I don't want to steal the thunder of what will be said during that session. However, I just want to make some general comments about this matter of culture. You see, the original idea of planning as thought up by Stephen King and Stanley Pollack was that it was collegiate. It was collaborative. We've said that it was based on the tutorial idea where a couple of students get together with a tutor. So what you're doing is not process, you're checking thinking. When you present a paper to your tutor, you're saying, this is basically what I think is happening in the world, and the tutor says either you're right or you're wrong, or you need to think a bit more about this or that. And that idea went into planning right from the very start. So the idea that you could be working with a senior planner, or you could be working with other planners, and you're checking each other's thinking, is, I think, pretty foundational. And the danger is, if you're simply working by yourself, I understand you may still be in a planning department, but if you're basically working on your own, or you're working with your account group, and you don't get a chance to check your thinking, or if maybe even worse than that, you may be a lone thinker trying to push your thinking against other people who think it's overly complicated and that they can get by without it, thank you very much, then that can make life very difficult as a planner. The actual questions and the strategies on which planning has built its reputation have now been productized and marketized. Consultancies use them. They turn up in textbooks all over the place. They've become standardized in marketing strategy. The question is, can that ever replace a group of people asking good questions and discussing together? And I suppose the worry is that progressively the need for efficiency, the drive for process, means that we can have bite-sized planning. And what by that I mean consulting, preset, pre-packaged thinking, which one can simply take off the shelf, or you can get someone come in who's done this thing hundreds of times before, and they give you the benefit of their thinking in a matter of half an hour. Now that may sound overly pessimistic, but if all we're doing is giving way to technique and moving back from original thinking, then it's a bit like what happened in the design industry a few years ago, when suddenly, within a matter of about a year, people who'd been commissioned to develop design projects found that all the work was gone. It was being either handled through libraries using templates, and anything else that was needed was being developed by graduate trainees very quickly and very cheaply. And arguably the same thing could happen in terms of creative work, where there's such a matter of creative materials there that they get put together, and you no longer need creative people to solve creative problems. If that's where planning is going, then planning is probably dead from the neck down and won't go very much further, because in effect it's being productized. I think if that is the case, it's tragic, and I think it will be replaced by something else. But if that's where we're going, there is a real danger that consulting and planning by the hour replaces planning as deep thinking, and there's simply no space for thinking. People aren't being trained to think, and probably worse, the culture in which planners are working is simply hostile to thinking, and either doesn't want to stop to understand it, or is actively suspicious of it and regards it as intellectual pretension, which is somehow irrelevant to the task of producing something as quickly and as cheaply as possible, in real time perhaps. That's a bit of a rant, and that's the easiest way I can do a kind of curtain raiser on what we're going to be talking about next Wednesday without stealing its thunder. But I think there's some really substantive issues to be discussed. The thing that I've probably been more worried about than anything else with 98% Pure Potato is the idea that it can be written off as a history book, that in effect it's people who've been doing planning a long time writing and interviewing people who did planning 50 years ago, and that's fundamentally irrelevant to what we do now. I'm hoping you're getting a sense that that would be a big, big mistake, because the actual principles of thinking deeply and creatively about how communications works is just as relevant as ever. And if the business process makes no space for doing that, I would dare to suggest that business process is wrong, and that there are people who will start successful businesses and form successful communication strategies who will challenge the prevailing orthodoxy because they stop and think, and they think creatively. But that's the end of the rant before next Wednesday.